thinking the same thing, visualizing the same thing, believing the same thing. But if you don't like the way your life is, change what you want, believe you'll get it, visualize the receiving of it, and speak it out loud. You will cause the universe literally to rearrange itself to make it happen for you by the law of attraction. Start feeling what you would feel when your reality arrives and speak it. You have the power, quote, you have the energy of the universe to create your world. You are the designer of your destiny. Wow. The outcome is what you choose. The roots of this nonsense are in bizarre people like an 1860 writer by the name of Phineas Quimby. It's been passed down. It's a form of deception, illusion, and kind of pantheistic sharing of the divine nature, which is a pagan concept. So faith is a powerful personal force that enables you to express supernatural energy that overcomes all restriction and creates the world that you want. First thing is to decide what you want. And by the way, I've checked out the list, and I didn't find these things on the want list. Humility, brokenness, repentance, holiness, purity of heart, worship, sacrifice, unselfishness, sacrificial love. Not so much. What's on the list? Health, wealth, prosperity, success, all temporal, material things. None of that we heard Jubilant singing about. Now, if all that sounds familiar to you, but you say, I didn't read The Secret, but that sounds so familiar. You have been watching TBN. It's what you've been doing. You have been exposed to this lie, this deception, this pagan pantheistic perspective that has been turned into a spiritual Ponzi scheme, making the people at the top of the food chain rich, preying on the desires, the material, worldly desires of the people who want all this stuff. Comes under the name of the Word Faith Movement, Prosperity Gospel, name it and claim it. It's being advocated by people like Benny Hinn, Marilyn Hickey, Frederick Price, Joyce Meyer, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Robert Tilton, a man named Kuntz, Oral Roberts, Paul Crouch, on and on and on. That's what they say. They all claim the same thing. As a Christian, you have the personal power to recreate life's reality into exactly what you want it to be. And they do it in the name of Jesus.